Track 6, Black and White, 1864. Now we're going to leave paintings and look at some sculptures that also tell a story. Leave the small room of paintings and walk straight through the large exhibition area, past the furniture on your right, until you see on your left a narrow blue panel that says Sculpture. Case 189 will be the first case you come to. It has sculptures by John Rogers, a wildly popular artist of the time. Of the middle shelf sculptures, the last one on the right, Wounded Scout, A Friend in the Swamp, shows two men, one supporting the other. Remember that in this era, while the nation was in the frightful grip of war, families had no television, movies, radio, computers, or cell phones. As we've said, they had newspapers with illustrations. But if people wanted not just to know the news, but to feel a part of their country's story, to feel connected to the effort to keep the country from being torn apart, the Rogers statuary, made of plaster or bronze, was something they could buy to put in their living rooms. The sculpture stirred emotion, rallied hope, inspired thought, told a story. The sculptures were mass-produced and thousands of families bought them. Let's look closely at the sculpture. What do you notice about the taller man? He's very different from the soldier he's with, a white man in uniform. Look at the taller man's face, where he's looking, his height and clothing. We wonder who he would be and how is he in a position to help the soldier. What about the soldier? Note his face, clothing, and bearing. He's struggling. These two men create a striking contrast and a striking bond. This statue was made during the war around when Union soldiers escaped from a southern prison. Whitman wrote horrifying descriptions of brutal southern prison camps. This prison was Libby Prison. The soldier's uniform is intact, including his knapsack and shoes, but we can see he's been shot and needs rescue. His friend in the swamp, in shirt and pants torn in several places, and with bare feet, is looking around for the best route to get the two of them to safety. This man, once a slave, is now a fugitive. Yet he is the hero, physically strong, emotionally alert. Look at the bottom of the sculpture, at the two sets of feet, one in shoes, one bare, amidst the weeds and mud of the swamp. Look especially at the back bare foot, pushing off. The two men are in motion as one carefully leads the other. What is that in front of the left foot of the taller man? It's a small detail, a creature that we wouldn't necessarily notice, even if the statue sat in our living room. A small head is poking up from the swamp. It's a snake, suggesting the danger that lurks close by. It may well be a copperhead, suggestive of what New Yorkers called those amongst them who sympathized with the South.